stories at townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, the 12th of December here at 7 minutes after the hour of 7 today, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And
good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And did I get the weather?
No.
Yes, I did. Here
yes,
it is.
You
okay.
Did. Oh, okay.
Well, welcome back. You know, after a drive to Sacramento, raining all the way on Friday. Fantastic, though. So happy. And then I got to Sacramento on Saturday. It rained all day long there. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a wonderful couple weeks before we head up to Christmas time. And are you finding that people on the street are kinder since the election? Kinder because we're towards Christmas? Or do you find people more irritable? And that's an interesting question because, being in, of course, another city and just, kind of asking amongst certain people how they are feeling in their office environment, especially those who were not happy with the outcome of the election.
Are they still upset?
I'm not sure, Bob. Is that the current weather up there, 45?
No, it's 33.
Okay, so 34 degrees in the downtown studios, partly sunny today with our highs of 54. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with our lows of 35. Tuesday calls for a high of 52 with Tuesday night around 44. Wednesday calls for rain. We are going to have rain on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Thursday calls for rain again. And you know what, folks? We'll take it because that smells snow in the mountains, right? Friday is a slight chance of showers, and Saturday mostly sunny with our highs near 48. It's kind of a brief go-through of the weather, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And look at the record searchlight. I haven't seen it in a while, but look at the new print. They talked about the changes were happening.
Yep, they did.
What does this paper look like to you?
I'm not sure.
Well, it kind of, I missed a little bit of, to me it doesn't have great curb appeal.
It does?
No, it does not.
Doesn't. You know what? It does. It's very cold appearing.
It is.
It's like, yeah.
It's almost, listen, you know how we feel. We want everybody to do well, but it would be like somebody wore an outfit. You would say, nice outfit. Like the, you would say, but I really like the one that you had on before. Because you know it's already too late. You've got it on. So I don't know what to say. I want to try to be supportive, but this is just, I looked at the paper and went, it's very.
I know. It's cold.
Your word is cold. Mine is
poo-poo?
No, it feels like a grade school project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just feels like it's cut and paste, and there's nothing about it that's appealing. There's no, again, curb appeal. Would I pick up, there were five papers on the, I would not pick this paper up.
Oh. Okay, well, what about this? Okay, what about this? The, you know, I write blogs for the Record Searchlight. There's no place for blogs anymore.
Hmm.
I mean, there's no place for blogs anymore. You've got to send them if what you're writing, and they ended up, they have to take it and put it in an opinion piece. So, I mean, and what if, you know, a lot of times blogs are a lot of times blogs are just quick, you know, like four or five lines, and then an attachment, so it takes you to another story, you know, a big story.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I do sometimes. I'll write something, and it just says, you know, I put a couple comments on it. I said, for the whole story, click here, and then you can go to the story. It's not there anymore.
So there's no really interacting.
No,
it's boy.
Not. They've cut that out. Anyway.
Okay, so let's go to the phones. Good morning, Jerry in Reading. How are you?
Good morning. I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you.
You speak of the curb appeal. They dropped their color. They're not putting red anymore on their logo, on the local and state, on their cover pages. Oh. You notice yesterday they cut the pet page down?
Yeah.
Oh,
page,
no.
No color. This is the unkindest cut of all. I submit pictures to them for the scene that used to be out on Friday.
Oh, yeah, we love that.
To half a page, and it's no longer color. So why print pictures in black and white?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. It's all in here. Wow.
I figure that it's a cost-cutting thing.
Of course
color
it is.
Color's expensive. They don't hardly have any advertising in their paper. Shoot, I've been subscribing, read it every day for 16 years, and they've never even had an ad in the sports page. Their display advertising is mysterious why they don't have any.
Wow. Well, I hope
it's a big
this
cost-cutting move.
Well, probably, and I understand some other people, from what I understand, lost some jobs over there, too. Not in the news department, but other groups of people lost jobs over at the paper.
Get this, Carl.
Yeah.
How can one person operate three newspapers? He's absent two-thirds of the time from each newspaper. I don't know who's in charge when the Castaway, the mice will play. You know, it's just crazy what's going on there.
I
can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, I imagine there's a lot of them over there out there looking, got their resumes out in different places. So.
Oh, yeah. That just amazed me that they cut their color out.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that's what it was. That's what it was, is they've cut the color out on it, the red and all that stuff. There you go. I mean, it's – now, they do have a color – they have a color photo of the Jets killing the 49ers.
No, they have a couple.
Let me bring out my conspiratorial tone.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry,
because the color's red.
It's red. I like that. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Red offends the libs tremendously.
Oh, maybe that's it.
It means conservative.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that's it. They took all the red out of it. Okay, I got it.
I got it right away.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Day.
Okay, Jerry, thanks.
Thanks
a lot. I'm obviously running slow here.
Well, you know, it's just that they're
took all the red out of the paper.
Oh, putting up
I said, they did? I'm looking around. Where's the red?
So did you watch the Chris Wallace and the Donald Trump interview last night?
I did.
I made
you
watch.
You know I did.
I know we went back and forth.
I was laying there next to you, so I mean I had to.
I said, I'm sorry, we have two TVs. You can go in the other room. I'm watching this.
The other room.
So I had it taped. I go, I can go back and forth and watch the game, you know. So and believe it or not, you know, I do listen to Satellite on coming back from Sacramento into Reading. So yesterday I was listening to, and I did listen to NFL radio. I know, and I like Mad Dog Sports. There's a guy on there that screams, and it's just so funny. People call in, and I love it. I find that it's very infectious. But anyway, you had gun class yesterday, and
we did. It was
advanced gun class.
Yeah, well, we had to reschedule it because of all the rain we had a couple of weeks ago. But you know, we had some four Spartans show up for ours, and then they had four going out for the rifle class. We also have a carbine class, carbine to pistol class, which is a great class too. Which the next time we do this is on 29 something. We'll talk about it. But I'll be teaching the carbine class, and Ted will be teaching the advanced.
What's a carbine class?
Carbine is your semi-automatic, self-loading rifle. That looks like a military rifle, but isn't.
And next week, you have an all ladies class, and you said all it's like 42 women.
42, and he's holding it at that. Otherwise, we could have 60 women in it.
Wow!
So 42 women in the class next Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you know how the girls feel about that. The wives, we say, okay, what are you doing? We got to just walk in there and kind of like own our territory for a minute. Have a cup of coffee and walk in. And
I'm teaching a class, and Linda comes over and gives me a big kiss in the mouth and hands me a cup of coffee. Right in the middle of the class, she goes, oh, hi, honey, and then walks out. That's it.
Well, we have to mark our territory.
Yeah, well, I knew someone was like
that. Cats being
the
way they are. Anyway, so what the great thing is, traveling, gun classes, exercise, the things that we do, the stress of the holidays, the good and the bad stress, a lot of partying, a lot of, doing things that maybe you don't do throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
It's nice to come home to our sleep number bed. And my sleep number setting has been 44 a long time now. And I know sometimes it changes. And that's the beautiful thing about having sleep number bed is that you do get a remote. And on the remote, you have your sleep number setting and how you can go higher or lower. And it's wonderful, especially in the summertime as well, when you have a different kind of fatigue or a different kind of sleep in the summer. So it's nice to be able to have control of that. And so it's nice to come home. And I slept last night. I've been at my parents' house, and it's so nice to go home and have family time and see them. It was my brother's 63rd birthday, which means my parents are married. Do-do!
32 years. Oh, no, 60.
64. My 64. Mother.
She gave. My, she became a child like the second day of their marriage.
A month after they were married.
A month later.
So Lee was born 10 months after.
And
he
to this day, 64 years later, your mom still looks at your dad and says nasty things to him. She says, "You should have known about this, Tom." Because I sure didn't. And I thought, isn't that so cute? That is cute. Yeah. And he goes, whoa. And he leaves the room. Which is what I do. I've learned that from your father is that when June starts on him, he changes the subject immediately.
She knows.
And she goes right for it.
It's still training.
Yeah, and I'm watching. I'm watching all this.
The best
and I'm like,
kind.
Oh, no, I'm watching this. And I'm like, that works. It works. Anyway, going back to our commercial that we're that we're trying to do right here.
Try to edit that one, Bob.
Yeah. No, don't edit it. Just let it go. Okay. Optional sleep IQ technology you get with your sleep number bed. By the way, my sleep number setting is 60.
Did you change it again?
No, I'm loving 60. Linda's sleep number setting is
40.
Because you love that. And I put the nights I don't change it. We sleep well, but the next day you know that something was different.
Right. When we left it up at 100.
We left it up at 100. Yeah, you still slept great. Anyway, right now, Sleep Number's been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Powers and Associates for 2 years in a row. Plus, they were rated number one by Consumer Reports. Right now, through December 18th, that's from now to December 18th, save $300 on selected mattresses plus 48 months of special financing with a Sleep Number credit card. Restrictions apply, subject to credit approval, and you have to see the store for details. And the store, of course, is down there in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down, see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there. Not only can you get a great bed, but they have these great pillows. Those Comfort Fit pillows that are just outstanding. What a great present to give to you and your loved one, or just you, or the kids. Kids need lots of sleeps, too. Sleep Number. We'll be right back. It's 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here on the 12th of December. 34 degrees going up to 54 today.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I read the news today, oh boy.
Welcome
oh
back
boy.
To Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Monday the 12th of December. And it's 34 degrees out there, going up to 54 today, with a low of 34 tonight. And it looks like maybe getting a little rain in here Wednesday. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, Veterans Discounts, Seniors Discounts, and a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
Absolutely. And if you have travel plans, prepare for the cold.
I'm sorry. I snorted. You did that to me. Did you see that? You went. You all can't see me, of course, but it was like her arms, like she was a maestro going, yes, yes, yes. Like, hurry up. And yet, if I had done that.
I can't see. I have blinders on today. So anyway.
Okay, you know why? Because there's the snowstorms back east have canceled hundreds of flights. If you look at the news, and they're getting hit with a foot of snow here, 9 inches there. I mean, it is just, it's taking, they had a photo or a video of the cars parked at O'Hare Field in Chicago. And it was just row after row of cars with like 2 feet of snow on them.
Minnesota with up to a foot of snow. Oh. You know, I really wanted to have a cold winter. You know, I like to be able to bundle. I like the seasons. It's fun to embrace the seasons, you know. I don't mind driving in the rain, and then it breaks, and then it rains. It's just you're in the weather. It's if you feel alive when you have different kinds of weather. I mean, it, to me, it would be just so boring if you were just the same all the time. So it's just nice to have surprises, and when you predict something that it maybe doesn't turn out that way. So there's a good thing with that. What do you got up? What do you have?
Well, we've got a lot of things talking about. They're talking about how Sears looks like it could close 100 stores next year. And if, you know, so you got to keep asking yourself, how much longer is the Sears here going to be open?
Well, Sears is usually where you would go get your tools, you would go get your, you know, chainsaws,
appliances,
you would, all your appliances, your vacuum. You feel like the that's ingrained of my generation.
Yeah.
Well, now, we have a generation, a younger generation, when I'm talking about, we're the boomers, what would they call, Gen Xers. I'm not even talking the 20-year-olds. I don't even know how many, I frankly, I'm not really sure how many 20-year-olds that we, like, frequently hang out with.
Oh, we hang out with them all the time. Yeah, you know, go party.
But our kids in Albuquerque have now gotten rid of their home line. And
that's right.
Everything is on cell phone.
Their telephone line.
CD, if I gave them my CD... Well, what do you can? I can't download it. No, you can't. I don't have it on iTunes yet. There's a whole preparation I have to go through next year for that. But anyway, so you know, you're kind of like, do get lost if you don't keep up with this stuff.
Well, they have computers there, honey.
They have computers, but they do everything off their cell phone. They download everything off their cell phone. They listen to the music off their car and their cell phone.
That's true. In fact, in a lot of places, there's no CD players anymore in your car. Because everybody is using their phones or whatever just to plug directly in there. Mm-hmm. It's really strange.
And a lot of people are big time into Amazon Prime, and I get the convenience of that. You know, I have different people that I see throughout the day, and some we can get that on Amazon Prime, and you know it's. I know you like to support brick and mortar, and I go, well, you know, I'm a small business person. I own my own business. I want. You know, it's kind of like you don't just get your hair done online.
You know,
I don't know. Maybe some people do, but I don't get my hair done online. So you know, you have to
just
support people.
Well, yeah.
You know, so you got to think about how you're supporting businesses.
Well, you know, and a lot of people do this because one, they're maybe you know they don't like getting out in the crowds. Maybe they've got a physical ailment or something, so they just do that. But again, it's like we were in that place, and I saw the woman. You know, this girl was waiting on her. It was very polite. She was very, very professional. The woman looks at this. She goes, "Well, can I get this online?" And the girl goes, "Well, yes." And the woman says, "Okay." And then she walks out. It's like
that happened with when we were in Santa Fe,
and I'm thinking. My goodness, you know.
When we were in Santa Fe, there was a lady there, and I had gone, probably 3 or 4 years ago when we went to visit the kids down to this particular store. Really cool, contemporary, funky Western wear. And so I'm going to go back to that store. Well, so she was closing out her boots. She had these cool boots. And I go, oh, and she goes, no, I'm closing out my boots. People will come and they'll try them on, and then they'll go order them online.
Yeah.
I was like. Okay, that makes me feel sick to my stomach.
And this woman had like about $900,000 worth of merchandise.
Oh, this is another
store. Oh, different store. Okay.
Different store. Hey, speaking of which, Sporting Local, and I can make this announcement. I'm kind of going from a memory of an email I've got my stupid computer this morning. Speaking of, and tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, there have been a couple tickets that have been released to us that we're going to be giving away for Dancing with the Stars, which the show is December 18th. Yes, we are going. We have tickets. And they're selling out, but there's been tickets that have been released with better seats. So if you want to buy tickets and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I want to get in, and you perhaps – now, remember, you have to go to RedingCivic.com. Or go to the ticket. I like going to the box office because, there again, I'm old school. Let me see the seating chart. I'm going to do it that way. It's so close. Everything's 5 minutes away here. But anyway, we will be giving tickets away, like two tickets. And I'd say I'll probably do that Wednesday morning because I'm going to go there tomorrow. So we've just received an email that we're going to be able to do that. And so be listening Wednesday morning. And I'll be giving two tickets away for Dancing with the Stars. That's December 18th. It's going to be a fantastic show. And, you know, the whole gang is in it this time. I think you're going to be amazed. We went last year, and it was so much fun. It was great to look out to the crowd and see a little five-year-old sitting on the grandparents' lap and great-grandparents. It was all ages, and just a really wonderful show.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, get back on schedule here. Hey, you know what? Here is something that we have talked about, and I'm going to continue to talk about it because it's a great deal. That's right. This is about our friends down there at Omaha Steaks. They, you know, you're looking for, you know, we're talking about shopping at, you know, brick and mortar, but the this is an opportunity to get a great deal, a $250 package for $49.99. And in this package of great meats is two filet mignons, two top sirloins, all beef meatballs, desserts, Omaha Steak seasoning packets, eight kielbasa sausages. Now, this is a lot more in here. I can't read all of them because it takes forever. But this is a way to for that special, you know, that special present. Now, we are going to send a couple things to my sister. One is we're heading down to the Enjoy store, Enjoy the store. We're going to pick out things. We put it in a box, and they ship it. But I also want to ship them one of these because they send us this big ham every year. So here's a great opportunity for me to send them. There's just the two of them there. And this is a perfect present for people on this. And this is the Omaha Steaks package. And I'm telling you, it's easy. All you do is go to the Omaha Steaks homepage. And you see that search bar there? You type in CL. CL, what's that? That's the code that's going to take you to the page where you get 77% off. CL, Carl Linda. So you type CL in there, hit search, and it's going to take you right to the page. You put the family gift pack into the cart. And you get a 77% savings. I can't say enough about this. People are doing it right here in town. They're finding the people very pleasant to work with, that it's easy, and you can get it there before Christmas. Yes, Omaha Steaks. We'll be right back, 7:31 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Oh, yes.
But the fire, it's so delightful.
See, I was so fortunate. Welcome back to KCNR.
Let it snow.
Okay, so I got to do two Dean Martin Christmas specials. People say, did you do TV with Dean? Yes. They were specials that were on location. Dom DeLuise, Ruth Buzzy, the list right now. Mel Tillis was
Florence
in that.
Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson was, I'm not sure, in one of the specials that I did.
Oh.
Lee Merriweather was one of them. Stevens.
We were at a horse ranch.
Yeah, we were at it. Well, Greg, the producer, had this fabulous. This was obviously one of the songs. And so he used to have his Christmas special. So we did two of those. And I have pictures from that time. And
We have two videos of that.
It was great. So I think about these songs. I listen as, you know, we decorate and rap. And I put on some of the songs. I think my favorite Christmas album still to this day is the Carpenters Christmas album. They talk about the top 10, but I love Dean. I love the Frank Sinatra, the Nat King Cole, the Carpenters. And I'm sorry it's old school, but you know, I do think I listen to a Michael Bublé but turn me on to some new music. Love it. Pentatonix. I really want to see them. Is it Pentatonix?
Pentatonix, yeah.
Yes. That would be, I would go see their concert. I love that whole a cappella thing. They are truly amazing. I love Dolly Parton. There's certain country stars that I really like. But anyway, I know we're talking about, you want to talk about the special last night with Chris Wallace, and we heard like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He said a few things that I thought were, you got to watch the stuff just spill out of your mouth. Well, I mean, there were good things and some things that were like, ugh.
The one about how he says that, I don't take CIA briefings every day. He says, bring me something new, I'm there. He says, but I get the same thing over and over again. Well, you know what? I understand that because I used to give intel briefings and sit in intel briefings, and a lot of them are the same. But at that level, here's the important thing. This is what I just said about Obama, and I'll say this about Trump. There's a lot of times there's nuances. And like Obama would say, he would say, well, I'm just reading. I read these. You know, they hand to me and I read these. Well, there's a difference between getting the briefing right there in front of you as the boss and reading it later on. Because if you're the boss, you can hear nuances and things that way people are saying things. And if you're a people reader at all, you know, okay, that then what it does, it leads you to a question. Here's the question. Okay, you know, Chinese, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so what's their reaction to it? What are they going to do? Well, sir, they could do this, and this. Okay, of this one, what's the impact on us directly? You know, see, what that does is it opens up a dialogue between the briefer and the supporting crew there to answer these questions. So he's not there, but he's not the president yet. But gosh, you know what? When he hits the ground, he better be running because they are going to push him hard. North Korea is going to push him. Chinese are going to push him. The Iranians are going to push him. So he better be pretty much up on everything that is happening so he does not have to go back and catch up. And he says, if it's new, I'm there, right there. I'm there in a minute.
But here's
he doesn't know, really. Unless you've got the background, you've got to build it.
Well, here's the counter question to that then, to your response and your assessment of what you heard last night. He's brought in around him the best of the best. And he said, I've got my generals. I mean, you know you're only as good as your team, right? You're only as good as your team. He's focusing on, he's a businessman. So he's like, you know, I've got my plan. I don't need this. I'm going to do this. I got to get this done. America comes first. Going to make America. You know, he's doing the deal so that when it comes to this, I mean, you only have 24 hours in a day. So I understood it on that level. Is everyone going to tell me this? I understand, but that wouldn't that be where the person
And that's what he says. He says a lot of the stuff is repetitive. You know, you're absolutely right. You don't want to hear repetitive stuff. When it goes, you know, people go, okay, got it. And he is. He's in the process of building his team around him. And so far, the latest comment is that it's that a guy by the name of Rex Tillerson, who is the ExxonMobil CEO, is going to be named as the Secretary of State. And there's a lot of people who think this is really a great choice. He's a brilliant man. He's from outside the Beltway. And this is what Trump is doing. He is taking winners. He's taken proven winners that have reached the epitome, the apex of the businesses they're in. 2 4-star generals, 1 3-star general, all right? Plus this guy Tillerson, who is the head of, if he chooses him, the head of Mobil Exxon.
And people are worried CEO. Because of this whole Russian friendship.
Well, he does work in Russia and 18 other countries. And the thing is that there are business relationships, and then there are state relationships. The business relationships he has, and you know, frankly, he's finished as a CEO of Exxon. Yeah, because he's not going to do it. He'll just step back. And he may be the Secretary of State for 4 years. So somebody else is going to go in there. And then he's going to do this for 4 years. Hopefully that the Trump team, and he puts together with some changes, and it'll be changes, is in there. If he does a good job, he'll be in there for 8 years. But the big thing is he surrounded himself some really, really highly competent people who have not been in this, been in the government before. And that's great, because isn't that why he was elected?
I think we're going to be seeing, and it was really kind of funny with Chris Wallace, because I looked at you at one point and I said, I think Chris Wallace just gets a kick. I think he gets a kick out of, you know, okay, well, there's a certain point. Okay, that's funny. I got a kick. But there's a lot of concern because of people who have not been in the normal procedure, government procedure on how things are possibly done. And we did. Many people came out to vote for Trump because they wanted to shake up Washington. Shake it up.
They wanted to change.
Turn it upside down, shake it up, and the cream will rise to the top. Now, speaking of, you know, the Air Force One, he said it's a step up. Trump One, they call it, is a step up from Air Force One. And you know, he said about Boeing, but Boeing's deal to supply a new Air Force One may be on the chopping block, but the aircraft maker has some new business to take up any slack, a $16 billion deal with Iran Air.
Yep.
The Chicago.
Part of the hundreds of billions of dollars we gave them.
Right. We'll sell 80 jetliners worth $16.6 billion to Iran Air, the company said Sunday. Boeing announced the deal in June, but the agreement required U.S. government approval.
Yeah.
This would be the largest business deal a U.S. company had done with Iran since President Barack Obama signed an executive order lifting sanctions against the country.
Now, at the same time, Trump tweets out, the F-35 fighter jets are hopelessly cost overrun. We need to change this. And so he hits them again. It's, you know, okay, we're not going to do an Air Force One. And, okay, here's what other people forget, too. They're going, oh, they can't do that. President Obama did the same thing with the helicopters for his fleet, his Marine One fleet that would bring him around with helicopters. He did the same thing, but yet people don't seem to remember that. People don't seem to remember a lot of the things that Obama did at the beginning, and that Trump's doing. Saying this is way too much. When they walk into this, these are two guys that walk in and they go, "How much does that cost? How much does that cost?" No, it doesn't cost that much. It's not going to cost that much. We've got to get tougher on this. And you're right. His Trump Force One is
very, very nice inside. It's nicer than the
I understand that, but there's a reason that they have the Air Force One.
Oh, there's,
and
it, right.
if the, you know, I'm sure if somebody wanted to blow the Trump plane out of the air, they could. But see, with Air Force One, they have all these electronic, you know, electronic. So there's so many things on board, top secret stuff, whatever. All right. So in it, what about this article here? Dreamers advised to end travel overseas. Trump could bar reentry into U.S.
He could. As soon as he comes in, he could just say, hey, you got to have
for
that passport.
For those people born illegally, that are that not born illegally, they came across illegally.
They were brought.
And
they're
students.
They were brought by their parents back when they were young, and you know, so they have other categories too. Say they were brought when they were here, when they were like 2 years old. They're here illegally. They've been raised 18, 19 years old. They've been raised. They were, you know, they're as American as you're going to get. So, and then what he said was, we're not going to toss him out. But what Trump could do is, fine, if you don't have this form of identification, if you don't have this passport or whatever, if you leave, you're not coming back. He can do that.
Well, most, I think, other countries do that, don't they?
I would think.
I mean,
I didn't read that article. So, how about this one? How about a break right now?
All right.
If you're looking for home health care, in-home health care and assistance for your loved ones, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers is the one to go to. She is Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year. But even better, the people that she hires are just outstanding. She handpicks each one of them. They go through a background investigation. They're bonded. They're insured. And they are there to take care of your loved ones or you. Especially, if you're a single guy or girl and you have an operation, or just say you're skiing and you break that leg and you're laid up for a while, you need some help around the house. Maybe you're, here working and your family's not around. So you can call Sharon at 226-8350 and say, Sharon, I need some help here. She's going to have somebody over there to
bonded.
Help you out. Yeah, and bonded and insured, and she's going to have somebody help you out. But what they concentrate on is long-term in-home health care for your loved ones that, they're going to be healthier and happier if they stay inside their home. So she will have people there to help, whether it's 24 hours a day or just coming in every day to check and clean and make sure everything's okay. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, 226-8350. You're not going to get any better than that. Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 34 degrees out there. Going up to 54 today.
There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. Yeah.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Three-time Grammy winner Aaron Neville returns to the Cascade Theater in December with a Christmas celebration.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aaron Neville lends his angelic voice to timeless holiday standards, capturing all the joy, nostalgia, and spirit of the season at the Cascade Theater Tuesday, December 13th. Don't miss Aaron Neville in Reading. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Bells will be ringing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning.
Aaron Neville is going to be, they just had the commercial. He's going to be at the Cascade.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, that's a voice that, give me one, I know that voice in one, Mary, that's it. Aaron Neville.
Speaking of Christmas, B&T Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. Let's help get the gift of a free satellite service to an active military family this winter. For every two new services B&T Satellite receives, they are going to be setting up service for an active military family in the community to win a full free year of service. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, they'll also get $100 off their bill. Specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly, and you can support the military this year by going to B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474 or stop by the office located at 1007 Dana Drive. B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley is a veteran and wants to do some really good things for veterans.
All right, here's one for you. DOT proposes rule to prohibit airline passengers from other passengers' calls.
Yeah, to protect them from that. So what it is right now people can't make phone calls
on the
plane. But it's getting to that technology, and they've started asking people want to talk on the planes. Can you imagine being on a five-hour flight from L.A.
And somebody can't hear on your plane, on your phone hardly anyway, so you're talking loud.
And you've got somebody next to you, and you can't get up. It's a full flight. Somebody next to you on the phone listening to all their BS. I mean, just think about this. What about this? What about this? Whoa, I was so drunk last night. Whoa. Oh, man, I was wasted. Do I want to listen to that for 5 hours? No. Because I tell you what, the amount of violence on an aircraft would increase exponentially. It'll be 1,000% increase because at some point, someplace over Omaha, I'll reach across there. I'll
do
take
guilty
the phone.
Things like slip a Mickey.
I'll take the phone. I'll stand
did you hear
up.
Me?
I did that. And I'll throw it on the ground and I will stomp on it. And the guy goes, "What'd you do, man?" I said, "I can't stand it any longer, dude. That's it. It's broken. Ha ha."
Are you going? You have to go to jail. I just think, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't, like sleeping pills, crush them up and pass them out. Listen, when I still go back and I get enraged.
When you stretch and you give them the Chuck Norris, slam to the temple that knocks them out.
I get enraged about this time. We were in San Francisco. And I don't know what, you think it's one of those things that, you sit there and you seethe. But the only word I can think of is seethe. And now thinking about it, going back, what I would have done differently. A woman, okay, there's only five of us in the restaurant. Beautiful rest.
Four of us at one table.
And one at the other. And she sat there and she did, just like you did, whole conversation.
Loud.
And I got madder and madder, and I just got to the point where I couldn't even eat. Why did I sit there and deal with that? I went to management, actually, and said, could you tell that woman to get off the phone? Now I would go over and sit at her table in front of her and said, I'm sitting with you until you get off that phone.
You know what? I would have sat there. You know what? You're right. And I should have just gone over, sat down, put on a chair, and sat there and just looked at her.
Yeah.
And she would have gone.
And then take pieces of clothing off.
Hers?
No.
You're mine. Okay, but I would.
Well, yeah.
I should have just sat there and just looked at her and just said, "Hey, can I talk with you too?" Well, no, this is a private conversation. No, no, it's not, because you're talking so loud that we're over there trying to have a breakfast. My sister and my brother and I were here, and you're over here yelling in the phone, saying stupid things. If you're going to talk on the phone, take your plate of food which you haven't eaten and move it to the other end of the restaurant. Then I don't really give a damn what you say. But here we are. We're being, you know why? Because we're being politically correct. That's over. That's over. That is over. I am defending myself against people that intrude on my space and do things like that. My God. You know, and this thing goes, I don't care. If this is, we're at a nice restaurant, somebody starts that with the phone.
Well, when you
I'm
going
to go over there and say, you know.
When you get a call, what do we tell you now what to do?
I tell you what you tell me what to do.
Well, when the phone rings.
The last time you poked me in the eye.
When the phone rings, first of all, you should always silence your phone before you go into a restaurant. It's rude. So if you forget and the phone rings with the really super loud ring and you're in a restaurant and all of a sudden it just breaks the spell, you get up and remove yourself from the restaurant and you go out and take a quick call.
Yeah, if you have to.
If you have to. If not, what you're seeing is people putting their cell phones on the table.
And
can we please talk about cell phone etiquette? Do not take pictures at a party and put it on Facebook. If you're listening to me now, don't do it. Please don't do it. Especially, I don't care if you do it of your children and your dogs. Don't do it of me.
Okay, now that it's like 4 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Yesterday, okay, this is a man time. Okay, men, get ready. This is for you. We finished shooting yesterday. We're teaching the advanced class and the carbine class. Well, we're getting together. Always instructors get together afterwards. We talk about it. You know, thank goodness that everybody's okay. Anyway, then we talk about the classes next week. It's going to be an all women's class. 42 women. It could be, you know,
a lot of estrogen in there.
It calls for three different ranges, like 9 instructors and the whole thing. And we said, okay, who can do it? And Ted goes, okay, who can do it? And I stand up there, armed to the teeth, chest pumped out, and I said, well, listen up. I got to ask the little lady if I can do it. Okay? And it was just silence there, and everybody nods their head. Yeah, you're right. You know, and it sounds like crickets.
Oh, no, you had.
Except. Ted Ogilvie. Yes, Ted. Ted Ogilvie turns to me and says, oh, better turn in your man card. And when I went, really? So you're just going to – I said, so you're just going to go home and tell Carol, step off, but I'm going to go teach next week. If you don't like it, well, too bad. And he turned absolutely white when I said that, because I said, I'm going to say it on the radio tomorrow. And he goes, no, don't say that on the radio tomorrow. I said, you've got that nice red beard. You're going to wake up and half of it's gone. You know, there it is. I know, Carolyn. You're going to go tell her that?
I know. She loves his beard.
Oh,
she does not want him to.
Okay. But the hair on his head or his chest could be gone.
Don't get in the way of a good story.
Yeah, it's right.
All right.
And you know what? It's like all of us. We love and adore you all, but... Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. This is what I'm going to do.
This is what I told you this morning.
And if you don't like it, step off. No.
This is what I told Carl this morning. Look, we're getting close to Christmas. Okay, I've done the decorations with my friend Karen. I've done most of the Christmas shopping. I am going to be resentful. I want you to go do – of course I want you to teach shoot. You love it. But you are going to spend a couple hours or a couple days with me sometime before Christmas. So we wrap our we have that togetherness when it comes to that. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's you feel joyful about the holidays, but it gets to be like, you know, you're working, you have commitments, and it gets to be like the bow breaks. So you need to have your man, and men, man up. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Help your woman. around the house. Do some extra things at Christmas time. Wrap a present. Be engaged. Because it's really hard. And you're trying to be, you know, you really, there's last minute, can you come here? Can you come to this thing? Can you, you know, and you all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're trying to be everywhere for everybody. And even though it is that season of love and joy and forgiveness and kindness and, you know, just.
Okay, get back to the part about the forgiveness and forgiveness part.
And what, forgiveness. Which part? Man up?
No, not the man up.
Oh,
the forgiveness part.
All right, guys.
Do you help around the house, Bob? Bob, do you help around the house?
All the time.
All the time.
I don't believe that for a second.
Doing dishes and laundry? Heck
yeah. Take the
dogs
out, do all that stuff? Okay.
Hey, currently 35 degrees, 54 are high today. Lows of our 30, will be 34. We're going to be right back.
After the news with Good News Rescue Mission.
KCNR 1460.
And the news is next, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is strongly condemning any foreign meddling to try and influence a recent U.S. presidential election.
The Russians are not our friends. They invaded Crimea. Senator McCain and I and some of our Democratic friends met with a delegation from the Baltic countries just this past week to say that they're nervous about the Russians, to put it mildly.
McConnell spoke to reporters today, one day after President-elect Donald Trump said the recent CIA assertion that Russian hacking had sought to help his candidacy was ridiculous. Meanwhile, top Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway noting on NBC's Today show that there's disagreement even within the intelligence community.
You're seeing that these FBI and CIA don't even agree on what the conclusion is here. That's very clear in the Washington Post article, very clear in the Newsweek article from last night.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling President-elect Donald Trump a strong supporter of Israel.
I know Donald Trump. I know him very well. And I think his attitude, his support for Israel is clear. He feels very warmly about the Jewish state, about the Jewish people.
Netanyahu interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes. China, meantime, is expressing what it calls serious concern about President-elect Trump's latest comments, suggesting he is reconsidering America's relationship with Taiwan. More of that from correspondent Newman Merchant in Beijing.
China on Monday offered its strongest condemnation so far of Donald Trump's public remarks reconsidering America's relationship with Taiwan. The spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry said in his regular press briefing on Monday that China had serious concern about the president-elect's remarks.
And the foreign ministry says the one China policy is what he calls the political foundation of any Sino-American ties. More of these stories at townhall.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said, .com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said, .com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said, .com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said, .com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
A massive project to modernize medical record keeping for California prison inmates has more than doubled in cost from the original estimates of nearly $400 million over the past 3 years.
The federal court-appointed receiver who controls California's inmate health care system approved the project in 2013. It was designed to replace the state's antiquated paper-based records with an electronic system that can track the medical and mental health care of nearly 130,000 inmates. But now it won't be installed at all 35 prisons until the end of 2017. Inmate advocates may seek to push it back even longer at some troubled prisons.
As correspondent Jeremy House, stocks open mixed on Wall Street. Big jumps in ExxonMobil and Chevron, nudging the Dow Jones Industrial Average higher. But other major market indexes were lower. The price of crude oil jumped about 4% after oil-producing countries outside of the OPEC cartel agreed to join OPEC in reducing production. Breaking news at townhall.com. The scale and pace of change now taking place in West Antarctica is being captured in a new long-term satellite record. More details from the BBC's Jonathan Amos.
The glaciers are called Pine Island, Thwaites, Pope, Smith and Collar, and their scale is hard to imagine. Scientists knew they were losing height. Warm seawater has been attacking the glaciers' undersides where they enter the ocean, and as they've sped up, they've thinned by a few metres a year. But now a Leeds University team has stitched together observations from five satellites stretching back to the beginning of the 90s. They show properly for the first time where and when the thinning behaviour started and how it's been relentlessly creeping inland.
That's BBC's Jonathan Amos reporting. Federal investigators say they've wrapped up their work at the scene of that fatal warehouse fire in Oakland, California that killed 36 people. The blaze happened during a dance party earlier this month. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says it has ruled out a refrigerator as the cause. More from townhall.com.
A must-see performance. Musicians and fans agree George Strait is an iconic figure in American history. A George Strait Salute, performed by Buck Ford, pays salute to the life and music of one of the world's most recognizable and distinctive musicians. Join us Friday, January 6th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Strait Country, a George Strait Salute, live in the Event Center. Nashville recording artist Buck Ford is a young, pure country singing sensation that focuses on keeping the traditional country sound and rhythm flowing. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $125. Join us for Strait Country, a George Strait Salute, in celebrating the excitement and journey through the timeless story through song and incredible vocals. Live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, January 6th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back.
Did you swallow something?
Well, usually, when each producer does it their own way. And I'm used to others, they just take it right down. And Bob just kind of lets it, kind of takes it down slowly. So I can go.
It's his style.
I know. So I'm just, whoa. Anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 12th of December. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we stream live at KCNR1460.com worldwide.
Currently 32 degrees. Yeah, we've lost a few, you know, degrees here since we started on the air. 32 degrees. Partly sunny, our forecast calls for today, with our highs of around 54 and our lows tonight of 34. Tomorrow, rain likely, with our highs of 52 and our lows of 44. And it looks like, I love these percentages. 100% chance of rain on Wednesday with our highs of 53. As we progress through Thursday, we have rain with around 54. Thursday, again, Thursday night, chance of shower. So, you know, throughout the week, mostly sunny on Saturday, clearing up again. So we're really blessed to have our winter weather here. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they are our sponsors. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Veteran-owned business, by the way. 365-783. Check them out.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, girls, you're looking for that bauble. You're looking for that exquisite necklace or tennis bracelet. They have it at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. If you want something designed, they have a jewelry designer, somebody that can not only design it but build it. The only trained watch repairman in town is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Honest, happy, nice people there. I tell you what, Rebecca and Henry, you can't do any better than that. At Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's where Linda goes. That's where I go. In fact, I'm down there kind of like wandering around, looking around there.
Poking around.
2225 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Raleigh Sally, let's find out what's happening tonight in the Patriots meeting.
Yes. Hey, Linda.
The weather forecast sounds awesome for the week.
Yes, it sure.
A little bit of rain, a little bit of sun.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Yeah, I mean, we could be under a foot of snow. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm thankful that we're not. Anyway, tonight we have a special guest coming up from Live Oak. He's the pastor of the Glad Tidings Church down there in Live Oak, and I asked him to come up and give us a inspirational message. And he wrote back and said that he was going to talk about moral courage in a day of wimps, wussies, and weenies.
Yeah, that's it. Wimps,
so we're looking
wussies,
forward to hearing what he has
weenies.
To say.
Well, you know what? It is time because, you know what? Frankly, there's been times I've bitten my tongue. You know that. There's times I've bitten my tongue if somebody says something on this show because I'm thinking to myself, well, perhaps they took some kind of LSD this morning, and they're not really aware of what they just said. You know, other times I just blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I think that we can be non-politically correct, but yet not be rude about it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I think he's directing it more like to the churches.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is a pastor, and he feels like there's very little support in that area, for people who are trying to stand up for the right thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, it's because I think a lot of times ministers are afraid to preach to their flock about what's good for them and Christians because for some kind of fear that they're going to be chastised for it. When
exactly.
Indeed, who's going to stand up for the Christian faith unless it's the ministers that of the gospel?
Absolutely. And that's where the crux of his talk is going to be. Directed tonight.
Great. Okay, at 6 p.m. tonight.
So, 6 p.m. tonight at the Eagle's Nest Church on 3276 Bocelli Lane.
There you go.
Hey, Rowley, Sally, thank you so much. Hey, by
thank
the way,
you,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
and,
to you, too.
Kudos to you, Rowley. I mean, Rowley, Sally, because, you know, this gal has been, she's been in it, in the fight, in the mission, if you will, for a
long time
and has kept her fortitude,
enthusiasm.
And faith and enthusiasm, you know, so we really appreciate that. And so that kind of segues into someone who's with us this morning, a very special person in our community, again, who you know, you have to run an organization, keep the faith, keep the hope alive. And with us this morning is Ken White from the
Good news.
What do you want to call it? Good news Rescue.
Good News Rescue
Mission.
Yeah, I know it's a mouthful sometimes.
That's why the
website is just gnrm.org. Yeah.
Now, Ken, do you find the same thing? I mean, we have a pastor that does commercials for his church.
Mm-hmm.
And he is kind of a no-nonsense kind of guy. He says, look, it's time. We got to stand up for our church. And if you want to hear, you know, the gospel and that it's not wrong to be a Christian, you should be proud to be a Christian. And when you're attacked, it's fine to push back. When you're pushed, you can push back. It doesn't mean literally.
Right.
But is this a problem that you run into at the Good News Rescue Mission?
You know, sometimes. But you know, the good thing about the mission is that we all center around one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. And so we know that everybody is going to have different opinions on, you know, how you should live your life or how you should be politically active or everything. And one of the things that we just kind of continually go back to is that Jesus transcends all of that. He came and radically transformed the way people think about politics and their role in the world and their role in the light in their life, and basically said, love your neighbor. And so the way we look at it is that we can all have different political opinions. We're gonna try and love our neighbor, and some of us are gonna differ on what that means. And that's okay. You know, that's the beauty of America is that we can have differences of opinion and still at the end of the day call each other neighbors. And I think that's probably from a personal standpoint, my own personal opinion, that's a little bit of what's being lost in our country is that culture of neighbors. You know, it used to be back in the, you know, turn of the century or so, people could disagree politically and ardently so, but at the end of the day they were still friends. And I think we're losing that. And unfortunately, people are starting to see people with differences in opinions as enemies. And Jesus said, even love our enemies. So that's really, really the mission standpoint on it.
And that's kind of strange, too, because it wasn't even, I mean, it was, you know, it's 40 years ago, 50 years ago in the 60s. And you had Reagan and Tip O'Neill
yeah.
would go at it. and then in the 70s and 80s, we'd go at it and then be able to have a scotch afterward. Doesn't mean that they loved each other.
Right.
May not even been is that they liked each other, but they were able to talk and be polite to each other.
Yeah.
Where now I'm seeing – you see family members, not necessarily ours, but you see family members not wanting the grandparents to show up for Thanksgiving because they voted for Trump.
Right.
And – or the other way around is if you voted for – gosh, if you voted for Clinton, you know there's something wrong with you and I'm upset. I have to believe it's more on the left side, the Democrat side, because, you know, they lost. And people that voted for Trump have a tendency to be probably a little more magnanimous because they won. And so I can kind of understand that. But, I mean, I've seen posts from people I've just been astounded by, you know, on Facebook. And I'm like, wow. I mean, wow. Do you really believe that?
A lot of people don't realize my background. I was in politics for about 10, 11 years. And so, you know, what I found is that there's good people on both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely. Of course there are.
And you know, we're going to have differences of opinion on the role of government and the role of the citizen and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to treat them, hopefully, like Jesus treated them. And I'm going to try anyway. I'm a human being. But that's really at the mission. What we come back to, time and again is, hey, we're all neighbors and we're all in this together and we all got to live in the same space. So let's love one another. Let's try to be all that Jesus Christ called us to be. And then at the end of the day, you know, we're going to have disagreements
and that's okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. Good News Rescue Mission. Ken White is with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about some needs for the mission, what's happening with the mission, and let's probably do a roundup this year of what
Sounds
some good
great.
Stuff. This portion of the show, is brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I tell you what, you're looking for somebody that's been doing this for a long time and does an outstanding job and guarantees his work. He guarantees it for life. It's Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business, does a super job at repairing those little bitty chips in your windshield so they don't go up to be cracks. And if it does become a crack, he can fix cracks that are over 24 inches in length. That's right. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. You need to give him a call at 241-8373. If you have a little chip in your windshield, gets water in it, then it freezes, which it's doing now, it will split your windshield. Or it's a very cold windshield and some hot air gets on it, crack. Let Jeff fix it. We'll be right back with Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sure could use a little good news today.
Little good news from the Good News Rescue Mission. No, Bob, you know, he's all, he's got, you know, he's got like a memory of like 12,000 songs back in there.
Is that Anne Murray? Was that Anne Murray?
That is Anne Murray.
Wow, okay, Anne, I know Murray. That voice in two lines. Welcome back to our show here on KCNR 1460. It's a beautiful day, 32 degrees currently. 54 will be our highs, but our lows of 34 today on this beautiful 12th of December. Oh, it's my brother's birthday today. He turned 63 years old. So
it's my mother's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
It's my mother's birthday, too.
That's right.
Alliance Heating and Air.
Let's celebrate.
I tell you what, it's 32 degrees out there. And if you don't know the phone number of Alliance Heating and Air, let me give it to you. It's 530-221-2642. Because if your heater is not working and you're there going, freezing, and you're having to, you know, you're having to hug your dog and your loved ones to keep you from freezing because it's not working, why haven't you called Alliance Heating and Air? And even if it's working but not working as well as it could, let Martin or one of his associates come out here and take a look at the filters, take a look at the way the system is, look at the air ducts, make sure everything's clean. Save yourself money and keep yourself warm during the winter. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Plus, it's a veteran-owned business. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. Hey, we're here with Ken White, who is a development director over there at Good News Rescue Mission. And we talked a little bit about, you know, his background. And but the Good News Rescue, I mean, this is kind of like the big time of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
It is.
How many people do you have over there on an average day?
Well, you know, on an average throughout the year, it's about 200 per day. We'll see in shelter, plus folks that come down and have meals with us that aren't mm-hmm. necessarily staying in shelter. So and then we'll get folks that'll also come to us for other services in addition to that. So, you know, on any average day, maybe 200 to 300 people. During the wintertime and when the weather is expected to be like it's expected to be this week with rain and snow and possible flooding, you know, we'll see those numbers swell to almost 500 people on a night. It can get really crowded. And right now our women's and children's shelter is being renovated. So we've got most of our women and children tucked away in our chapel, which we use as our overflow shelter until that construction project is finished, which we usually use for overflow shelter for other folks. And so we have a big curtain we put up at night to give everybody a little bit of privacy between the men and the women. But and then we have folks that keep an eye on the place. But yeah, it gets really. Wow. I've been in there a few times in the last couple of weeks, and it's been really crowded. So yeah, it's
what are you calling
right now.
Calling for that you're in need? We have a few. I mean, the needs are endless, of course. But right now, during the holidays, what can we do to help the mission?
Sure. There's probably three things right now that are on the top of the priority list. There's the urgent needs this week. of about 200 to 300 turkeys for our our Christmas celebration this Friday. That Christmas celebration starts at 11 a.m. and it's a multifaceted. It's a huge program that day. We serve about 1,000 meals throughout the day, starting at 11 o'clock and every hour on the hour until we take a small break at between 2 and 4, and we have a children's program. And so we have the great Mr. Brown coming this year to offer a message to the kids and some other entertainment and so forth. And so we put on a nice Christmas program.
That's not Governor Jerry Brown.
No. The Mr. Brown. His name is Mr. Brown.
Oh, okay.
He's an inspirational speaker here
locally. Oh, I was thinking it was like Charlie.
No. No. The Mr. Brown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's his name?
If you Google him, yeah. It's
The Mr. Brown.
His name is Mr. Brown. He had it legally changed to Mr. Brown.
Okay.
And his catchphrase is, "Oh, yeah, and choose well." So,
that's cute.
He's awesome. I've seen him speak a couple of times, and he does a great job. So he'll be there sharing the Christmas message with the kids from 2 to 4. And then we do a big toy giveaway for all those kids, most of which would not get any toys at Christmas time if it wasn't for the program at the Mission. And then we also do a Christmas basket giveaway to all those families that aren't necessarily homeless. So you have an apartment or a home of their own, someplace where they're renting, and they just can't afford to make ends meet. So we give away about 500 turkeys and gift baskets to those families.
Do you make the gift baskets? Do people bring the gift baskets, or do you canned goods? Okay, so turkey. Finances.
Yeah, yes, finances, definitely.
Okay, and then what's the, what goes in the basket?
The baskets are really, actually they're bags, which in California, I guess we can still make that happen. That was a reference.
Yes.
The bags are they have everything from stuffing and onions and potatoes and canned goods and things like that, all the stuff that goes with a holiday meal. And we give enough for really typically a family of four to enjoy a holiday meal together along with a frozen turkey. And we have about 500 families at both Thanksgiving and Christmas that come to us for those turkeys and the canned goods and so forth. So we need those. And then the big issue, as I was mentioning, is that our women and children are sleeping on the floor in our chapel right now. And so we're trying to raise money for our capital campaign, which is called Building Hope. And so if you go to the missions page, you'll see Building Hope right on the front page of the homepage there on one of our sliding pictures. And if anybody's interested in going to gnrm.org, we can accept donations to that capital campaign as well.
So what can you share with our – okay, so we know that we've got this is a good visual. And I think about, we talk about this very often. Let's say a family comes to the holiday times. They're falling on hard times. Can't somehow can't pay the electric bill or something like that. What is a story of how somebody ends up at the Mission and they lose their home?
You want to hear an interesting story? This comes actually from a professional.
That's really a good question, because we talk about the people there. Well, how does a family that have jobs and all of this all of a sudden end up in their car?
Right. There's everybody's different and every story's different. But I'll share a story I heard with you actually from a professional who I work with in the business of marketing for rescue missions. Mm-hmm. And he was formerly homeless or I guess you could say maybe just poor, mm-hmm. Living out of their car for a time. His story was, and it was. I heard it at a conference. He said, everything was great. I grew up in the, great middle class American family, but and my dad actually was a pastor of a church, but he started gambling, and he became a gambling addict, and the next thing you know, he's not coming home at night. He's raiding the church funds to feed his habit. Always justifying it that he was going to pay it back.
Right.
Always had an excuse, but nobody knew about it until the funds started turning up missing. And then once they realized what was going on and they started to take action against him, he disappeared, left his family, left his kids, left the church.
Wow.
And there's forgiveness for people like that.
Sure.
And that's what I talk about. There's second chances for people like that. But for his kids and his wife.
Devastation.
So they no money for rent, no money for, paying the bills, and the next thing you know, they're living out of their car and they're living on government subsidies and just trying to eke out a living. And we see stories like that all the time. We see stories of people who come to us because one parent or the other was abusive. You know, they beat them as kids or whatever, and so they turned to drugs to cope. Mm-hmm. We see stories of people who just started partying, just made one bad decision in high school, and the next thing you know, they've fallen into an addiction and they're living on the streets. So it just varies. I mean, it runs the whole gamut, and it's just – it's tragic. It really is. But we're here to try and get them out of that situation.
Isn't it funny how some people will have a tragedy and it will destroy them?
Mm-hmm.
Other people will have a tragedy –
and it makes them stronger.
It makes them a stronger person.
Right.
And they recover from that because
– well, you've seen that in combat. You know, those who have maybe gone through the same thing, and maybe somebody's having a little bit harder of a time dealing with the it's post-traumatic stress, isn't it, on some level?
I think it is.
Sure. But I just find it so fascinating how, like, and I'm going to just use, and Joe McKenna's not going to mind this, but Joe McKenna here in town who's
I know Joe.
You know
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe will
Fodwise Academy. Yep.
Right. He'll come here right here. And I think he's been talking with you all, too, mm-hmm. about another step up for people.
Right.
But he's more than happy to tell people, and he says it out loud, that how he had it going. He had three businesses, three homes. He had all of these things happening, and it was too much.
Yeah.
And it ate him and his family, just ate them up.
Right.
To the point where they lost everything. And he says, I remember looking at my wife and saying, we've lost it all.
Yeah,
and right then the family stood together, even though they were living in an RV, didn't have enough money to get back up to her parents' house.
Yeah.
But now he has gone back. He's rebuilt himself. He has reestablished. He is helping other people, and I see things like that.
Yeah.
But it could just be as easy if you weren't a certain type. That just it's just too much.
Yeah.
And you just wander at that point.
You
and
sleep
then,
under a bridge.
And this is where Good News Rescue Mission and other places can give you that needed stability again.
Well, and that's really what we're trying to get across to people in those situations is that you got two choices. You got you can believe the truth or you can believe a lie. The truth is God loves you and he's got a plan, and if you just walk in faith with him, it's going to work out. It may not work out the way you want it, but it's going to work out. The other one is believe the lie, turn to some other method, whether it's drugs or you know whatever. And that's just not going to work out. And you know that, and we see that every day.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. And we've got some other comments, too. I lived in my car for a while when I was getting back into school after the Marine Corps. Went to the YMCA to take showers. They eventually gave me a job coordinating youth activities, and the rest is history.
That's awesome.
He still lives in his car. And, No, I'm just kidding here.
You know what? If he did, he wouldn't be for much longer.
That's right, because, you know, he again, it's that person who is just got a firm belief about what's going on and what they can do. It's
and
the
faith.
Ones that waver and turn to other pastimes that you really have to help.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. I tell you what, Espresso Joe's.
That's right. Pumpkin spice, triple chocolate, peppermint bark, Jack Frost. Those are coffee beans. Wonderful coffee beans. By the pound, by the quarter, however you want to do it. And they also have cigar grab bags for the holidays. $19.99 and up. And you can go and grab a bag of cigars for your friends. Or we just totally love to buy the coffee beans for hostess gifts, Christmas presents. Anyway, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out the holiday coffee beans at Tobacco and Brew.
And that's where you're going today. So, hey, we'll be right back with Ken White, who is a development director of Good News Rescue Mission. We've talked a little bit about what they need. We're going to talk a little bit more about their mission and what we're going to be looking for this year and what they've accomplished this past year and what they're looking for next year. We'll be right back.
Into the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go.
Bob,
but baby, it's cold
you
outside.
You just are playing a great songs this morning, of course. Welcome back to KCNR. What a great song! You know, it doesn't get never gets old.
Linda sings that. Linda sings that. You
currently
sing that
32 degrees. Well, and then Lou White, of course, has always been my dean. So, our high state air 54 guest this morning is Ken White, who is the development director for the Good News Rescue Mission.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The best place in the world to get a haircut. I'm going to go down there today and get my shaggy hair clipped. And it's Man's Last Stronghold. That's the other thing, too, is you can go down there and catch up on your car and driver, guns and ammo, National Geographic, all those kind of things. You're not going to be seeing things like Entertainment Magazine or Dr. Phil on the TV. This is a great place to go for a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, we're here, like Linda says, with Ken White. And we talked about Thanksgiving and Christmas and things you need.
Need turkeys. Need
now,
funds. And need food.
Yeah, funds, food, and turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there's been so much stuff going on this year. Measure D, all these other things. What's the impact of not passing Measure D, would you say, on what the things you do?
The impact to us is not immediately felt. I mean, I think we're already feeling it. I think some of the funds that I know in Measure D would have gone to mental health services could have potentially helped in that area. The law enforcement components of it, you know, definitely would help. But again, so many of the people that we serve, are people that are trying to get clean and sober. They're trying to get help. They're trying to get their life on track. And I think that measure was really geared primarily toward those folks that don't want to get their life on track. And so so from our standpoint, from the mission standpoint, we really didn't take any formal public position on that. And, you know, there was varying opinions, you know, all over town, as you well know. But for us, I think where we go from here is the same place we were going before, is that we're going to continue to reach out, try and help those folks that want to get help, try and change the minds of those who don't, and continue to work with all of the partners in the community on all aspects of poverty and homelessness in Shasta County and the surrounding areas.
If you had the housing, could you put 200 people in it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if we could specifically, but, you know, could the community? Absolutely. You know, by federal definition of homelessness, I think the last real study was done several years ago, but they estimated about 3,500 people are homeless. Some of the local health studies that have been done by, you know, Mercy Medical Center or Dignity Health estimate that number at well over 3,000. So some of those are couch surfers. Some of those are people that are, you know, at risk of being homeless. In other words, they don't necessarily have a place of their own. They're in a hotel or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, if you had the housing, you could definitely put people in it. But the question is, if I had cars, I could put people in cars too. If I had boats, I could put people in boats. But the question is, hang with me here for a second.
The question is, is that
the right solution? And
it's part of the solution.
Well, you know, if you put people in houses, they're technically not homeless anymore. But
right.
but are they still healthy? You know, are they a healthy individual? Are they self-sustaining? Can they function? Do they have all the help that they need if they can't function? Those are bigger questions that need to be answered, I think, and on an individual basis, yeah. And so, you know, it's every person is unique, and so we need to treat every person as somewhat unique. You can systematize only so much, and the thing I worry about with some of the initiatives that have been proposed is that do we really solve the problem, or do we just, you know, change the face of it a little bit? We just put a coat of paint over a rusting fence.
You know, we had both the authors of two programs in here. The one from Utah,
right?
Utah program, which I saw as a total non-starter, where you just put people in a housing like we just talked about right there, mm-hmm. but nothing else. They didn't have to stop drugs. They didn't have to do anything. So what are you doing? You're warehousing them.
Right.
The one from San Antonio, I was so much in favor of, and I saw where something like that could help, where you start out with a sobering center aspect where you get them in there, and as they go forward with it, as they start to clean themselves up, you then give them a home.
Right.
And so you give them, you know, it's almost like if you're, like when I teach a class in advanced pistol, I start them at one, and I just keep adding on, mm-hmm. just like any type of school system,
right.
is that you teach the basics, then you just start adding on. And I think that something like that, I think the community could probably get behind on a smaller basis. And they were talking about that. You know, part of this is going to go to the sobering center and blah, blah, blah. And tomorrow's show is going to be a lot about why D failed.
Right.
I'm trying to get Rocky on. And because Rocky's got some different ideas why he thinks it failed than I do. And but the fact is, though, is if we're going to help people, they've got to want to take that first step.
And that, you know, Carl, you nailed it right there.
Yeah.
You nailed it right there. Really, it all starts with an attitude change.
It's got to.
And on an individual level. And so, you know, I could sit here and wallow in self-pity, which I do quite often. I'll just be honest with you. But
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to make that decision, as we talked about in the last segment. You've got to make that decision that, hey, you know what? I got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and trust and hope hope that there's something better on the other end of this. And the problem that I think we're seeing in particularly in the homeless and in the last few years is that they're starting to lose hope. And a lot of these folks, even the ones that don't want to change, have decided that there isn't a better way, that this is the best they can do. And that's what we have to change. We have to change that attitude. And as we talked about off air, we've got to do that one person at a time, and we've got to get out where they are and get the folks that can change those minds, the Mr. Browns of the world, in front of those folks.
You know, one of the things that you said when we were off the air was we're on the break here. We're never off the air. When we were on break was that we can't expect people to come to you. And that's absolutely true. Why did and I hate just use this as an example, but why did the ones that won election this time, why did they win? And I'm talking from presidential on down. They got out and went to the people.
Yeah.
They went to the people, and they said, this is what we're going to do. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You've got to go to the homeless camps. You've got to go to the places and almost not figuratively grab them by the chest and say, come on, by their coats, come on. We can make a better life for you.
Yeah.
And maybe that, you know, that's what's got to happen.
If you've ever seen the movie Facing the Giants, Christian movie about a high school football team, there's a scene in that movie called The Death Crawl. And Google it, YouTube it, whatever you want to do. My favorite scene from any movie ever.
Really?
Yes.
It's called
The Death Crawl.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah, YouTube. No, the movie is called Facing the Giants. But
Facing the Giants.
Yeah, and it's about a high school football team that's really just kind of lost hope. They've kind of settled for – they are only as good as they think they are.
Uh-huh.
And the coach is frustrated. He's having a hard time. He's not – barely making ends meet, yada, yada. It's one of these inspirational movies.
All right.
I love
that's
that.
Great. Now, let's go
Death
to the phones Brawl. Quickly before we take a break. Kate, good morning. Welcome to the
Merry
show.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you.
We all say Merry Christmas.
Do you have a question or a comment for our guest, Ken Wright?
I was wondering, is the rescue mission still involved in sending people to places where they want to go?
Yes.
And also, I was wondering if you have any success stories.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll take it off the air.
I tell you what, Ken, let's talk about that after the break.
Sure.
Kay, that's a real good question, especially
thank
the
you,
one
Kay.
About the bus
okay.
trip home.
Yes.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Kay. You too. And then about success stories. But let's take a quick break.
And thank you for Ken saying, Ken, keep up the good work. We'll be right back.
Thank
KCNR 1460.
Dandelion. Dandelion Boutique. I know.
Okay, you scared me all of a sudden. I thought we were off the
Dandelion
air.
Dandelion Boutique.
All right. What about you? Okay, Dandelion.
1322 Pine Street. This is where I go to buy Linda stuff. You know what? This is where I go because she's going in there and she looks at things and they remember. They write it down because they know Carl is going to come rolling in there sometime around the 24th of December with my hair on fire going, what? And she goes, Linda likes this Brighton bag. I'll take it. You know, and I take it.
Man, listen up.
Tell you what.
That's how you do it. You go in a Dandelion, and ladies know that they do their wish list. 1322 Pine Street. Check out. It's an amazing boutique. And shop local, stay local. Just remember that. Okay, now we really are going to take a break. Casey and our 1460 back with positive stories from Good News Rescue Mission and Ken White. Right when we get back from these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Three-time Grammy winner Aaron Neville returns to the Cascade Theater in December with a Christmas celebration.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aaron Neville lends his angelic voice to timeless holiday standards, capturing all the joy, nostalgia, and spirit of the season at the Cascade Theater Tuesday, December 13th. Don't miss Aaron Neville in Reading. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 12th of December. It's getting close to Christmas, only 12 more shopping days and for Christmas. That means on the 24th, there'll still be stores open.
12 days of giving, too.
Things, you can still get things wrapped to that day. And here's something that's really big that's happening. How about adopting a veteran from the Reading Veterans Home? That's right. Starting November 20th, which is last month, you can come into the home and pick a star off the Adopt-a-Veteran tree in the front lobby, then drop off a new wrapped and securely tagged gift between December 15th and the 22nd. Now, they've got these little wish lists that they have. You don't have to get them the 62-inch flat-screen TV or the computer complex. Maybe the lap dance might be kind of cool. But I'm not saying those are in there. But Adopt-a-Veteran, and you can do that. Plus, today, from 2 to 4 p.m., they're having an open house there at the Reading Veterans Home. And again on the 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. If you want to go in and help, give them a call at Jackie. Give Jackie a call at 224-3828. I don't really think they want a lap dance. Okay, I was just kidding about that. But I just saw both our guests, Ken White and my wife, both eyebrows went up. Almost to the tops of their head.
Well, people are taking their kids to school right now, so we just pretend that that's
everybody
like a,
knows a lap dance is just when the little
cookie.
Puppy.
It's a special cinnamon cookie.
It's a puppy you put in your lap, and it just dances because they're so happy.
All right. Welcome back to the show. If you want to stay with us this morning, Kay had asked us some questions here at KCNR 1460. Ken White is here from he is the director of development for the Good News Rescue Mission. Before we took our break, Kay had called and said, can you give us some positive stories? And, of course, this is how we'd like to end our morning with you. All right, Ken, so can you share with us?
I'm trying to keep a straight face. I'm sorry.
Right.
There's some great things that have happened in the last year and a half. As Kay that mentioned, we have a program called Journey Home, which we launched just about 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years on Christmas Eve. In fact, the Christmas Eve story 2 years ago was probably one of the coolest success stories that we've had. You might remember Nigel Skeet had
yes,
the homeless rock stars.
Yes.
Well, he had a homeless rock star by the name of Jessie, and Jessie was our very first Journey Home. And so she was kind of stuck, stranded in Reading, not a lot of opportunity, no relatives to call on and so on. And we were able to get her home to her home state up north in Washington. And she has since gone on in and is now working in culinary arts and is succeeding. And
you'll
doing,
see her
doing
photo
well.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and you'll see her photo everywhere. She's the one with the two fingers,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
And
the
rock star
yeah.
And the tongue sticking
yeah.
out. Right.
And she was it was really wonderful to see that story.
Yeah, and she's been doing great, and she's been featured in our newsletter, and so there's a really really cool success story. Again, off air, Carl and I were talking about another one where Dr. McConnell here locally, helped us get a guy back to
this
the Midwest.
This was the funniest thing because Doug, who's a close friend of ours, says, well, how much does it cost to get a person back? Because you still have that program going.
Right. Yep.
And it can range, $700-$800 for
to get somebody back to a kind of a unique location. It can get expensive. Yeah.
And from by bus. And so he goes, well, I think I can do better than that. And so what happened?
Well, he knew this guy personally. Yeah. And I think they had met, again, through homeless rock stars.
Right.
And got to know his story, found out that he had some medical training, but just no opportunity necessarily here for a job. And apparently he had some folks, family and place to stay and everything lined up back in the Midwest. And Doug said, well, let me help you get back there. So we worked. This is one of those unique situations. We don't do this all the time. But Dr. McConnell helped us get a plane ticket. He used his airline miles, and we got the kid a plane ticket and got him out of here and got him home.
The cost of it, too, was about half of what it would have been by bus.
I'd like
and he
to
got
hear
him
the
there
follow-up
in a day.
Story. Yeah. I'd like to hear the follow-up story with this guy.
That would be good to hear.
You know, like you only pray and hope that when somebody's given an opportunity like that, that they embrace the miracle.
Exactly.
And that they and then we can hear about it afterwards, you know. A lot of times it takes a couple times. Yeah. We see that.
Dr. McConnell was keeping in touch with him for about a year. I talked to him at the Turkey Trot, and neither one of us have talked to him in the last few months. But he seemed to be doing well.
Good.
Last time we checked in. We had another one. It had some challenges in his life, and we got a note from him saying, thank you so much for getting me home. I wouldn't have known wouldn't have been able to see my kids and my wife had it not been for all of you. And so those types of stories are fantastic. And the cool thing about the Journey Home program is that it doesn't we don't want to just shove a homeless person out of Reading and just dump a problem and their issues on some other community. We really try to find opportunities and help these people find opportunities elsewhere. So they have to have a network of support. They have to have something lined up where they can get back on their feet. They have to have opportunities elsewhere that they just don't have here. And the goal is, again, to reunify them with family and to get them on a path, for self-sustenance again.
When you talk about the fact that you have about 500 people because you're redoing the shelter aspect of the part that's for women and children, it just makes me think about, children are under the care of their parents. Mm-hmm. They don't really have a choice to say, oh, I'm going to go, they have to be under the protection legally. And I just, my heart breaks when I think about you've got 500 people in a church that are sleeping. Do they have cots? I mean,
most have mats on the floor. There's a few. We have a couple of rollaways with cots where people that are have a little harder time sleeping on a mat on the floor can stay. Those mats get a little thin. You know how it is with padding. It starts to break down and so forth. And so when we're not busy, we can afford people maybe two mats to help protect against that hard surface. But this, with the conditions the way they are right now, people are down to one mat. It is tough. I mean, I'm not trying to pull the heartstrings here. It's just a tough situation
us. Is that something that if people have, the kind of camping gear or that kind of thing, are you in need of that those kinds of things? Or do you buy those so they're brand new?
Yeah, the mats are, we have a special kind of mat that we buy that are, heavily protected.
Yeah.
And, they have, exactly. And we have them stored there. And, we had about 630 women come through the mission last year. Those are unique women, not just people that came and stayed 630 times, but unique individuals come through the mission last year in 2015, and about 150 kids. We've seen, and then overall, we had over 2,200 people come through the mission and stay in shelter, not all the other programs, just our emergency shelter. So, I'm estimating that 2,500 to between 2,500 and 3,000 people came through the mission at one point or another last year. And so, yeah, it's tough right now. But the exciting thing is to see so many of the changes. Like I said, we're remodeling the shelter. Yeah, we're in a tough spot now. We're trying to still generate the support to finish that project. And I know we will, because I know this community always rises to the occasion. But some of the other programs that we've initiated in the last couple of years, some folks may not have heard yet of our Guest Giving Back program. That's a volunteer program where homeless guests staying in our shelter get to go out and volunteer in community projects. They've helped park cars at veterans, you know, services out at the Veterans Cemetery, and on Veterans Day helped with the parking out there. They've helped out at the Colt 45 games.
They do a good job out there.
And they've cleaned up just in 2015. We haven't finished 2016, so I'll have those stats after the first of the year. But in 2015, they helped clean up over 100,000 pounds of trash in our community. So
wow.
50 tons of trash got cleaned up by homeless guests at the mission.
Wow. Wouldn't it be great if we could set up something? I mean, I know you try all the time, that it's a regular, almost like a job form. That, you know, like cleaning the streets. You know,
oh, yeah.
Each street's a different street. You know, every day it's a different street. They come in and sweep, clean, get rid of all the trash and all that kind of things.
You know? I encourage people, because if you go to the services page on the website, and there is a guests giving back mm-hmm. form you can fill out and basically put a project in front of us that says, hey, we'd like somebody, you know, a group of your guys to come out and clean up the streets at such and such a time or whatever. And we can work on getting volunteers out of our guest population to come and do that.
Cool. Okay, good. We're here with Ken White, Development Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. We've talked about they need turkeys and food, stuff you would want for your Thanksgiving or in this case, Christmas dinner.
And volunteers.
And volunteers to help serve.
Yep. We'd love to have
you. How do they get a hold of you?
This Friday. Go to GNRM.org or call 242-5920.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you, Ken.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to talk about why we think it failed. We're going to see if we can get Rocky Sullivan in here, because Rocky is, you know, a very bright person who was on the side to pass it. And see what he thinks from it.
We're talking D.
We're talking D. Measure D. We'll be back tomorrow. Everybody, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Wind River Resort and Casino brings you the news on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bid for a recount of paper ballots in Pennsylvania. Lawyers for the party argued that computer hackers could have changed the outcome of the election, and Pennsylvania's heavy use of paperless machines made it a prime target. The lawsuit is part of a broader effort by the party to recount votes in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, states where Donald Trump narrowly won. On CBS this morning, senior Trump transition advisor Kellyanne Conway said reports of Russian interference in November's election are just the latest attempt by opponents to challenge the legitimacy of Trump's Election Day victory.
We're just surrounded by election deniers. First it's Jim Comey's fault. Then it's a bunch of people in a movement that we don't know, we're not associated with, and that we've denounced time and time again. Then it's Russian interference. Oh, wait, it's Bernie Sanders. How dare he?